Hi Deborah, thanks for your patience. And thank you for all your work. Again, well written, interesting way of approaching the subject with the story. And great this time to see the herbs coming in right away. It's great you're putting the Latin names in italics. You don't have to do that for the common names. Tantalizing information from Eliza Fusey. About the eucalypts. Be interesting to hear a little bit more about why that is, if the eucalypts are giving off root secretions, or if it's a question of shade, etc. Be interesting to hear your thoughts. Again, good story about the kidneys and keeping your urine clear. There's a Chinese proverb that runs something like that. Keep your urine clear, you keep the doctor away. Just to say, the Latin for dandelion is slightly different. It's the same as ginger, etc. It's a officinale at the end, as opposed to officinalis. There's a couple of them, just icing on the cake. I think lichen is spelled L-I-C-H-E-N. Easy mistake to make, but Irish moss is not a moss. It's a seaweed. It's carrageen seaweed. But the other lichen you might have chosen, although probably not in the rainforest, is the Usnea species, Usnea barbata, old man's beard, and that's certainly for respiratory illnesses. Not sure about this kidney function. So I know you're travelling, etc., but we do need a bit more referencing, because and the point of reference is to check them as well. Some of these sites, the Herbpathy, you'll often find they're selling you stuff, so just be aware of that in terms of the information. But you know, your reference there does confirm that Irish moss is a seaweed. With your miracle of life, I realise it's poetry, but we still need the Latin names of the herbs. And if you're going to mention a herb, we need to know a little bit more about, you know, what you think it's doing. So I think to get a pass for the poem, the miracle of life, then we'd need a bit more herbal information just to back that up. That's okay. You're resting the nervous system. Yes, I was an inveterate sleepwalker as well when I was a kid. Unfortunately, my older brothers were still awake and up to see me coming in each night. Interesting. Finally stopped one time when I woke up. Interesting times. Again, good to see you discussing the herbs. To get the full tick, though, you need to get the both Latin names. I think I've given you Q's website. It's quite good for the Latin names. Just slightly confusing, lavender is the common name, but it's Lavandula. L-A-V-A-N. D-U-L-A, Lavandula angustifolia, or species. So again, it's great to see you're giving the Latin name for St. John's wort, Hypericum perforatum. But then we're only getting the first name for skullcap and ginseng. And it's important because, I don't know if you know, there's two common types of ginseng. There's the Chinese or Korean ginseng, which is Panax ginseng, and then there's another one that we use, Siberian ginseng, which is Eleutherococcus centicosis. So it does define that the common name doesn't really nail the herb, if you know what I'm saying, and that's why we use the Latin, and that's why we need both. So, thanks for sharing that with us. Sorry to hear about your dad. Sounds like he was pretty cool. Yeah, it's a good essay with good personal information. Again, the Latin names in full and a little bit more about what you think they're doing in the body. So all three essays will get a pass if I can just have the full Latin names of the herbs you were talking about and a little bit more, a sentence on each one saying how you feel it's acting in the body. And that will give you a pass for those essays. So your report on vegan cookery. Tantalising here, you're talking about butternut squash gnocchi. But you don't give us a recipe. So if you know that in your head, then if you could provide that, then that would be good. And see if you can try some of the recipes as well before you come. To Aaron, interesting approach to the leaf arrangements, well done. Your botanical definitions, if you refer to the guidelines, it says no one-liners, so we need a little bit more on each thing and what they're doing. So, a great plant study essay. Sounds like an amazing tree. Great to see all the photographs. Just to help out, it would be good to just, in future, maybe notate the photographs to make sure we know exactly what we're looking at. But I love the Celtic knotwork on the... on the bark. I like the idea of you marinating in the beauty of the tree. So obviously your references here are to individuals. In the text, what you would do then is you would just give their second name, Marco, and 18. And then at the bottom you would say, you would give the full bit, Jan de Marco, where you heard from it, and say personal communication. If you take this further, though, that will need to be... You used to be able to get away with saying just personal communication. Now they've said that you have to be able to check that. So the whole point about reference is that I can go and check what they said. So as I say, if you take this further, you would need to then have an email from them, or if it's from an information board, a photograph of the information board, etc. But for now, that's a pass. Just wondering, given your connection with this tree, if any uses for it, medicinal uses, came up with your connection from it. So your diagrams, ANP diagrams, great diagram, a urinary system, really good information, well done. You've got dandelions. Latin name right. Just be consistent though. You've got birch leaves, you've got betula, pendula, silver birch, but then above it's just betula. Juniper again needs its second name, communis. Great, and just under demulcent, dandelion. Again, I think not really considered the demulcent dandelion, and you would maybe have to say leaf or root here. Root possibly has a bit of demulcent in it, but not a lot. And just icing on the cake, remember the second Latin name, you've got Pteraxium officinale under demulcent, but you get a capital O, so the second name always has a lower O, but great. Great work, that's fantastic. Reproductive system looks good lot of information. Latin names, lady's mantle needs its second Latin name. And under period pains, Leonurus has lost its U. It's interesting what you say about Vitex. You say here it can cause very heavy bleeding. I've not heard that before. I'm not looking. Vitex is a hormonal balancer. You may get a very different period the first time I'm taking it, but so it'd be interesting if you could follow that up. If you give us a reference for where you've got that from, that would be good. Your nervous system one, good to see. A little more input in terms of happiness and emotions, which is good. It's good if you can engage in it and make it your own stuff. Again, just a bit of consistency needed. Tilia needs a second name. Scutellaria needs a second name. They're relaxants. Lavender's spelt wrong. Nice to see under adaptogens the different ginsengs, Panax ginseng and Lithococcus. It's good again, but Panax needs its second name. So thanks for all those. They all get a pass. Just if you can correct some of the typos and add in the extra Latin names, that would be great. Your definitions are okay. Keep trying to encourage you to use your own words and to describe things and put them into your own words. But we'll accept all that for the moment. So hopefully that's clear what's still needs to be done on those, if there's anything. Perhaps we could Skype before too much longer. If you get to a place where you've got some reliable internet, let me know. Okay, all the best. See you soon. Bye.